Every year, thousands of Utahns end up in civil court over relatively small debts, usually $100 or $200. But they usually end up paying a lot more because many lack legal help. And that's what a group of law students at Brigham Young University wants to change. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
This group of students belongs to the first class of Law X. It's a semester-long project led by Kimball Parker, a practicing lawyer in Salt Lake City.
In other classes, you talk a lot about problems and you theorize about how to solve them. But it doesn't go anywhere past that. I mean, this is probably the only class you guys have had where you are actually trying to address a problem in a big way.
There are some head nods as he says this. I'm sitting down with Parker and his 9 students in a small conference room at the BYU Law Building. This is where they've been meeting twice a week for the past few months, trying to find a solution to what Parker calls public enemy number one, debt collection lawsuits.
Basically, when you're sued, you have to file a response to the lawsuit within 21 days. And if you don't file within that amount of time, you lose the lawsuit automatically. And you have to pay whatever the lawsuit says.
Okay, so let's break this down. If you owe a debt, let's say it's a medical bill or a payday loan, there will come a time when the company wants their money. Now, they can come after you directly, or they can sell the debt to a collection agency. Either way, you'll get a notice or summons sent to you that requires a response. It's fine print legalese, and it's confusing. So, most people ignore it. And in 21 days, whatever is written on that paper becomes fact. If you originally owed $10, but the paper says $1,000, now you owe $1,000. That is legal. And despite the risks here, people rarely ask for help, because, naturally, they can't afford it.
This is the majority of lawsuits filed in Utah are debt collection lawsuits, and 99.5% of those people don't get an attorney.
This is what BYU's Law X team wants to change. They want to get free, easily accessible legal help to those who are facing a debt lawsuit. In order to do this, they went into full Silicon Valley mode. They brought in a team of IBM engineers to help them strategize. They filled the wall with post-it notes, worked on prototypes, but before that, they hit the streets, talking to Utahns who had been through this themselves. Here are students Erica Nash and George Simons.
What we did at the beginning was we broke into smaller teams, and as teams we went out and tracked down people who had filed for a debt.
Because their addresses are on the public documents through the courts, we've gone and knocked on their doors to speak with people in their houses about their experiences with the courts.
People like Chris Edwards.
It's hard when you're bringing a certain income and all of a sudden it drops to maybe a third of what you were making before it.
Edwards is 40, married, has 4 kids, 3 at home. Over the years, he's had highs and lows financially.
You're trying to pay those bills and trying to have those same expenses coming up.
He began visiting cash loan centers and started running into issues. He says debt collectors have come after him nearly 20 times now for various expenses, including a gym membership that lapsed. It ended up costing him a lot.
Like $1,400 plus attorney's fees. Yeah, so it was like $1,600.
Gotcha. And then you were getting your wages garnished at that time. When was that?
That was actually last year. That one was last year. So, yeah, gotcha. That was all last year.
Where were you working?
I was working at a dealership.
He didn't have the money, and he didn't get legal help. So the money was taken directly from his paychecks.
When you get a summons, they don't explain to you that you have to fill it out. You have to turn it in. You just hear you have to go to court. If you don't appear in court, well, the other party wins, you know. And when you're reading it, it's almost foreign language because they have all pretty much the same, I guess, lines, but different ways of saying it. So
the system is set up for lawyers. And so a non-lawyer trying to navigate that system, it's virtually impossible.
Here's Kimball Parker again.
It's a system designed for lawyers where the majority of defendants do not have a lawyer. That doesn't make any sense.
So what Parker and his team have been hard at work on is a technology solution that can provide legal assistance free of charge. It won't be released until next year, so they're not sharing many details about it. But there's an obvious question here. Why is the system this way to begin with? Here's Nate Alder, a commissioner for the Utah State Bar.
It used to be that if you were served with a summons, in a small town in Utah, you knew where to go. You had a judge in that town. You had a court that, you know, held court that everybody knew about, and you'd go and address your own court case.
Alder says the way the state handles debt collection could be an example of an old system that no longer makes sense. and he welcomes innovations, like the kind BYU's Lot X is working on.
If there's solutions out there in terms of technology and innovation and software to help people and to get online and to get resources outside of calling a lawyer, that's terrific. We want that to happen.
And he says that kind of innovation will definitely get green lights from judges and attorneys across the state. Here's Kimball Parker one last time with his closing argument.
The goal of Law X, year after year, is to make Utah the state with the most accessible laws in the nation. The state that is the most fair to people who cannot afford an attorney. And we're gonna chip away at that every year, and this is the biggest chunk that exists.
It might seem a little odd that this responsibility falls on a part-time law professor and a handful of students. But that might be the wisdom of something like Law X. Rather than looking for answers among those who are fluent in the current system, BYU is looking to those who are new to it, using a fresh perspective for sorely needed solutions. Lee Hale, KUER News.